Annie Dugan joins us this morning. She is an art historian and instructor at St. Scholastica and the gal that tells us where to find art in our beautiful city this week. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It's a great week for art, as always, and I'm wanting to pay special attention this week to artists who want to get their work out, because there are a bunch of calls for art going on right now that are due this week. So all that time that you've spent indoors preparing your artist statement and getting all your slides in order and your images in order, it is all paid off, because you can submit your work this week to a few different shows that are going to be fabulous. The first is Ico's. They're having a show called Phenomenal, and they are looking for women of color who are making work. This is going to be a great show. Ico is always a really popular exhibition space and does some great shows, and so this is a great opportunity to be part of their circle and their network. So Thursday is the deadline for that exhibition called Phenomenal. Second is the Park Point Art Fair. This is always a celebration of regional artists in all different mediums. They have woodworkers, ceramic artists, watercolor, acrylic, oils, everything. So one of my favorites there one year was a guy that did miniature photography of small creatures that he had done out of wood next to other odd inanimate objects. So you really never know what you're going to get at the Park Point Art Fair. So it is definitely submit your work. They have all of their specifications online. It is a fair that has prizes. So if you're an artist that is looking for some recognition, they also do a really great thing where they do a dinner the night before the fair opens for all the artists. It's a great way to meet other artists and network and socialize and build up your art community. So definitely apply to the Park Point Art Fair. And then 315 Gallery, Stacey Renee has been a force in the arts seen for the past few years, and she is bringing back, it was a super popular show last year called WTF, and I won't spell out what that stands for, but it is an exhibition that she's doing this year at the 315 Gallery at Washington Studios, so she is looking for artwork for that. It was super well attended last year, a really great community exhibition of folks all across the Northland, so that is that's another one. So definitely get out the images that you've been creating all winter and get them out and get them seen. Wednesday, there's an opening at the UWS, University of Wisconsin Superior Kruk Gallery. It's a great little space inside the Holden Fine Art Center, and it's an exhibition featuring March is Youth Art Month. So it's just before the beginning of Youth Art Month. But it's celebrating K-12 students in our community and the great work that they do, as well as their educators. So it's a combo show of the students and the teachers who teach them. I love showing off what art teachers are capable of. Certainly most of what we see is the amazing work that they do through the work that they do with our students. But this is a chance to see how amazing they are in their own right. There's works from Rob Quisling, from Alexa Breslin, who does some really just beautiful portraits. There's some standout stuff from Julie Dieters, as always. So it's a great exhibition. So 5:30 this Wednesday at UWS, there are awards given out to the students, and it's really fun to see and talk to them. I mean, I think kids have a great way of talking about art. They're sort of unabashed about engaging with people about things. So it's a great opportunity to see what they're thinking about. Saturday at the Lakeside Gallery, Naomi Christensen. So Naomi Christensen is a painter in our community, and she had a show a couple years ago at the Duluth Art Institute where she did these large-scale paintings of different patterns. It was chicken feathers and a lily pad pond and honeycomb stuff that just, you know, has this textural pattern feel that just has a lusciousness that, you know, you just want to reach in and grab it right out from the painting. And she did a combo of that with dance and costuming as well. And she really, I think, thinks about artwork in this visceral, whole body way, which is great because her new subject matter is fungus. The fungus among us, and she has done, if you've ever looked up close through a microscope or even just got down on your hands and knees, I know Larry Weber has, I'm sure, done this before, and looked up really close at those mushrooms and lichens and just crazy fungus world of those tiny little interlocking cellular connectors. I mean, it just is beautiful, and so she's trained her eye on that as her subject matter, and the kind of color that she brings in, the kind of the way that she crops them. I almost think, you know, in magazines as a kid, you'd have those small eye, you know, looks, and you have to sort of guess what the larger picture is. Well, Naomi is sort of doing that with fungus. I mean, she really makes you look at it in this whole different way, and it is just stunning. So I'm really excited for her exhibition at Lakeside Gallery. And then I wanted to finish on a book recommendation. I've been reading David Sally's How to See, and it is a really wonderful way of thinking about David Sally's really internationally recognized artist, and he's just the book came out this year, and it's really all about how artists think about their work, you know, how our art moves, informs, challenges how you see with an artistic eye. You know, what are these artists thinking? It's a great answer. John Berger wrote Ways of Seeing as sort of a and this has become a seminal book in art criticism. Well, David Sally's book is really sort of how you answer that from an artist's perspective. You know, it's an artist's way of seeing. So I definitely would recommend everyone to pick up How to See, and you can, if you aren't interested in frolicking in the snow, you can curl up by the fire and read a good art book. So that's our week in art, Lisa.
It sounds fantastic. Hey, I have an idea. Let's talk again.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Andy Dugan this morning, our guest host for Where's Art every Monday here on 103.3 KUMD.